This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening in the month of June, it is Movies in the Park at Stewart Park in Roseburg. Tracy David of Roseburg Parks and Recreation. And good morning.
Good morning.
So, it's been going on for a while, and it's almost back for another year.
Yes, we're super excited to bring it back this year. We have a really great lineup, and we're just really thrilled. There is a slight change. We're starting it a little bit later this year. It starts at 8 o'clock for our pre-movie entertainment instead of 7:30.
All right, so pre-movie entertainment, what happens there?
So we'll have a local group come up, do a little bit of a performance, something to entertain the masses while you're maybe getting some concessions from our concession stand there, getting ready for our movie, getting your stuff lined out and laid out on the grass. And then our movie will get started closer to dusk.
All right. And, of course, a giant screen on the Nichols band shell. You just sit there and watch the movie as the sun goes down.
Yeah, so we'll probably start the movie about dusk, so the sun should hopefully already be down. It'll make it a little bit easier to see that movie. But we have a pretty good lineup. All of our movies, except for the last one, are new releases that came out this year in 2026, so that's exciting. All four of our movies are rated PG. So we'll kick it off Friday the 5th with Zootopia 2, a witty comedic story that focuses on doing the right thing, building a partnership. You may have remembered the first Zootopia, so this is just a sequel to that one, which was super popular and a really great movie. On the 12th, we'll be showing Goat, which is a sports comedy that highlights underdogs and the power of believing in yourself. For that one, we're encouraging families to show their team spirit by wearing your favorite team's jersey or school colors. So maybe RHS or maybe your favorite college team or something like that. So it should be fun.
Everybody, can you imagine hundreds of people with Oregon duck gear?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some beavers thrown in there as well.
Okay.
On the 19th, then, we're going to be showing Hoppers, which is an adventurous and humorous film that focuses on the importance of connecting with nature. And then our final week, on the 26th, we're actually going to go way back in the past to the time of Frozen, and we're going to do a Frozen sing-along. And this is a heartwarming musical comedy highlighting self-acceptance and family bonds. And for this one, we thought it would be fun if everyone wants to come dressed up as your favorite Frozen character or in your Frozen pajamas or something like that. So it can be really fun.
So how far back does Frozen go?
I think 2013.
Boy, that, for some of us, that is not that far back. Wow. Okay, so those are the movies. You mentioned starting things a little bit later, kind of tightening things up, and you got concessions. What else do people need to know?
Yeah, so even though HK Sugar Clouds will be there selling concessions, you are welcome to bring your own food and drinks. No alcoholic drinks are allowed, so it's a little bit different from movies or from music on the half shell. Movies in the Park is more family friendly, so no alcohol, please. Also, keep your pets at home if possible. They do become a bit of a distraction during the movie. And kids 13 and under must be accompanied by an adult, so some adult with them to enjoy the movie, please.
So in other words, you're not a daycare center.
Correct. I wouldn't be a very good one.
So let's see. Four movies, four nights, and 15 years maybe this has been going on? Something like that?
I think so. 15 or 16, I think.
Wow. A lot of cities around Oregon did this. This is the one that really stuck, though.
Yeah, it's been ongoing and successful every year. I mean, I think we skipped COVID year,
right.
And then, one year we were forced to stop doing it, but I think we'll probably keep doing this one for quite a long time. Movies in the Park is sponsored by Rogue Credit Union, and they've been a sponsor of ours for many years, and super happy to have them be able to help us provide this as a free event for the community.
So with Parks and Recreation, you got other things that are going on right now people ought to know about?
Yeah, well, we're kicking off summer here in just a minute. So our splash pad will be opening up the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. So I believe that is the 23rd. Saturday the 23rd will be the first day. So you can head out. Hopefully it'll be warm enough for you to enjoy it. And then also our low-impact fitness classes moving outdoors May 26th. Also in the Firgrove Park area. Again, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. And it's just $2 per class, cash only. You can just drop on in. And then all of our other summer lineups items are going to be happening in the summer as well, like Zumba in the park, yoga in the park, and our women's Just for Fun summer golf. So we're looking forward to all those.
And if people want to find out more about anything with Roseburg Parks and Recreation, where should they go?
Yeah, check out our website at roseburgor.gov. Or you can check out our Facebook page. We have a Parks and Recreation Facebook page, but the City of Roseburg's Facebook page also shares our events on there as well. So just a couple different places you can check out our information.
Right. Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.